Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we plunge into the poignant world of Demi Moore with her memoir, Inside Out. In this candid autobiography, Moore shares the details of her tumultuous journey from a challenging childhood marred by instability, through her ascent to stardom as one of the iconic members of the 1980s Brat Pack. She offers an intimate glimpse into her high-profile marriages to Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher, reflecting on the personal trials and media scrutiny that accompanied her public and private life. Demi Moore, a renowned actress, producer, director, and activist, has shaped an extraordinary career with landmark roles in films like St. Elmo's Fire, Ghost, A Few Good Men, Indecent Proposal, and G.I. Jane. Beyond her cinematic achievements, she co-founded Thorn, a non-profit dedicated to using technology to protect children from sexual abuse. Moore's life, as outlined in her memoir, unfolds her relentless pursuit of authenticity and self-discovery amidst the glittering yet often harsh lights of Hollywood. Inside Out is a must-listen for pop culture enthusiasts eager to uncover the real stories behind Hollywood's glamour, aspiring actors navigating the complexities of fame, and lifelong admirers of Demi Moore looking to understand the woman behind the celebrated persona. Join us as we explore the resilience and evolution of one of film's most enduring figures. Inside Out, a memoir. Introduction. Discover the true story behind a Hollywood icon, Demi Moore. The iconic star of the explosive 80s and 90s not only graced the silver screen in era-defining films like Ghost, but also pioneered in personal and professional arenas that continue to influence public figures today. The iconic image of her pregnant Vanity Fair cover in 1991 set a new precedent for celebrity culture, with stars like Kim Kardashian and Beyoncé following in her footsteps. But fame isn't a smooth ride. Living through the tumultuous highs of stardom in St. Elmo's Fire and experiencing the tight-knit, often scrutinized life within the Brat Pack, Demi navigated a world filled with bright lights and dark shadows. What is it like to be married to a superstar like Bruce Willis, or to tumble into the pitfalls of alcoholism and media scrutiny? This narrative peels back the curtain on Demi Moore's life, bringing you into the intimate corners of her mind. Hear from the woman herself, reflecting back on a journey marked by both unforgettable triumphs and deep setbacks. Explore intriguing aspects such as the unexpected influence a young German actress had on Demi's career, the transformative role of an iconic 80s teen movie on her life trajectory, insights into Bruce Willis's life before his path crossed with Demi. Join us as we unravel the interior life of a woman who has witnessed the spectrum of fame and emerged with stories to tell, stories of resilience, reinvention, and relentless pursuit of authenticity. Part 1. A glimpse into the stormy childhood of a future star. Born on November 11, 1962, Demi Moore's early life was characterized by constant upheaval and serious health challenges. Her family, entrenched in the struggles of the working class, moved frequently as her father, Dan, chased job opportunities across the country in his role as a newspaper advertising salesman. Even at the tender age of 5, Demi faced a daunting obstacle. She was diagnosed with kidney nephrosis, a severe and poorly understood condition at that time. This illness not only posed a threat to her life, but also interrupted her education and demanded a rigorous treatment regimen. Throughout her childhood, she endured episodes where her body would painfully swell, further complicating her already difficult circumstances. Behind the scenes of these health struggles, Demi's home life was fraught with instability. Her parents, young and inexperienced, frequently clashed. Dan's repeated infidelities caused significant strife, prompting her mother, Ginny, to relocate the family each time she uncovered another affair. This pattern of fleeting stays and abrupt departures prevented any chance of nurturing a stable home environment, leaving Demi's childhood marked by a series of new towns and schools. A particularly stark memory from when she was 11 underscores the chaos of her upbringing. One night, awakened by noises in her parents' bedroom, Demi discovered a horrifying scene: her mother in the throes of a suicide attempt, and her father desperately attempting to intervene. Thrust suddenly into the role of a rescuer, Demi was compelled to act far beyond her years, struggling to remove the life-threatening pills from her mother's mouth. This pivotal moment crystallized a harsh truth for young Demi: the realization that she could not rely on her parents for stability or protection was a defining factor in shaping her resilience and self-reliance. These early experiences, fraught with challenges, paved her path toward seeking solidity and trust outside her immediate family, setting the stage for her eventual rise in Hollywood. Part 2. A harrowing ordeal underscores a painful realization of abandonment. In the chaotic swirl of the mid-1970s, Demi Moore's family life reached a breaking point. Her parents, caught in a vortex of constant conflict and prescription drug abuse, chose to separate. This division saw Demi and her mother Ginny moving to West Hollywood, while her brother Morgan went with their father to Redondo Beach. The new living arrangement transformed Demi's relationship with her mother. Rather than traditional parent-child roles, they interacted more like peers, with Ginny treating Demi more like a sister. This shift led to a troubling lack of boundaries for Demi during her early teens. She was exposed to adult environments prematurely, accompanying her mother to bars where Ginny would drink excessively and engage with various men, often using Demi inadvertently as a lure. This risky lifestyle took a darker turn one night at Le Dome in Los Angeles, where they met Val Dumas, a prosperous club owner. After casual conversation, Dumas offered future invitations and a ride home in his Mercedes when Ginny misplaced her keys. Following this encounter, Demi, then only 15, found herself receiving regular rides home from school from Dumas and even dining with him at his upscale restaurant Mirabel. The interactions seemed innocent at first, but a sinister undertone lingered. Demi's discomfort with Dumas grew and she began to distance herself. But one day he was waiting for her inside her home. With no one to protect her, he raped her, a horrific act compounded by his appalling suggestion afterwards that her mother had traded her for $500. This insinuation, coupled with Ginny's history of recklessness, left Demi grappling with profound feelings of betrayal and isolation. Faced with this cruel violation and the haunting possibility of her mother's involvement, Demi felt profoundly alone in the world, akin to an orphan. This traumatic experience marked a significant and sorrowful chapter in her journey, highlighting the deep vulnerabilities and the harsh reality of her early struggles. Part 3. An unexpected muse leads Demi Moore to her destiny. During a particularly turbulent period in her life with her mother in California, Demi Moore found herself routinely perched on her apartment balcony, watching the inhabitants of her complex enjoy the pool below. Among them was one exceptional figure whose allure was unmatched: a young German actress named Nastasia Kinski. Nastasia, striking and dedicated, was in America at the invitation of director Roman Polanski to hone her English skills for a role in his upcoming film, Tess. As fate would have it, she stayed at the same complex as Demi, and their paths crossed, blossoming into a friendship that would significantly shape Demi's future. Transfixed by Nastasia's self-assurance and elegance, Demi found in her a role model. The confidence and poise Nastasia exhibited were qualities Demi admired deeply and aspired to embody. Demi often aided Nastasia in parsing through movie scripts due to Nastasia's difficulties with English. This immersive experience in the world of acting scripts allowed Demi to peer into the professional world that Nastasia navigated so gracefully. Inspired by Nastasia, Demi resolved to pursue acting, not out of a passion for performance per se, but as a means to cultivate the same characteristics she admired in her friend. Questions about how to emulate Nastasya's success plagued her. How does one become self-assured in the industry? What steps must be taken to begin an acting career? Should she find an agent? This emulation went beyond mere professional admiration. Demi and Nastasya shared a painful commonality in their personal lives as well. Both had problematic relationships with their mothers. Nastasya's was perhaps more severe, having been thrust into the role of financial caretaker as a child. This shared vulnerability further bonded them, providing a foundation of mutual understanding and support. Though Nastasya would eventually leave the apartment complex to ascend to greater heights of fame, the impact of her friendship and mentorship on Demi was indelible. These encounters and shared experiences instilled in Demi not just the mechanics of acting, but also the intrinsic qualities of poise and self-assurance necessary for her own rise to stardom. This unlikely friendship marked the beginning of Demi's journey into a career that would eventually mirror the success of her early mentor. Part 4. From youthful romance to breakout movie roles, Demi Moore's early journey. During her teenage years in California, Demi Moore was drawn to the vibrant pulse of the new wave music scene. One night, while watching a band called The Cats, Demi was captivated by the magnetic presence of the lead singer Freddie. His intense stage persona, marked by his distinct blonde, stringy hair, left an impression on her. Intrigued by his charisma, Demi felt that closeness to Freddie might somehow transfer some of his magnetic qualities to her. Her fascination led her backstage after another of the band's concerts, sparking a whirlwind romance. Despite their age difference, she was 16 and he was 29, Demi moved in with Freddie. She immersed herself in his world, joining the Cats on tour, traveling in an old Chevy Suburban towing the band's gear. Away from the spotlight, Freddie revealed a quieter, more stoic side, his Minnesota roots and Scandinavian reserve forming a stark contrast to Demi's personality. Their relationship took a formal turn when they married in a modest ceremony in Los Angeles. However, their shared life soon faced trials. Demi was devastated when she learned of her father's suicide, but Freddie's inability to offer emotional support during this time exposed a coldness in his stoicism that put a strain on their bond. Amidst these personal challenges, Demi's career began to flourish. She landed a role on the daytime soap opera General Hospital, which marked the beginning of her ascent in the acting world. Soon after, she secured a central role in the film Blame It on Rio, starring alongside Michael Caine. The film's plot revolved around romantic entanglements during a vacation in Rio de Janeiro, pushing Demi into the international spotlight. The shooting of the film in Brazil offered Demi her first taste of true independence. Embracing both the work and pleasures of her new environment, she experienced life uninhibited, a stark contrast to her life in LA. One of her most memorable moments during filming was performing her own stunt, hang gliding over the Atlantic Ocean, a symbol of her newfound freedom. Returning from Brazil, Demi was transformed. The sense of liberty she experienced there had reshaped her perspective on her life and relationship. It was during this pivotal time that she made the difficult decision to separate from Freddie, guided by her ambitions and the personal growth she had achieved through her early successes in the film industry. Part 5. Amidst rising fame, Demi Moore battles a growing addiction. As Demi Moore's film career began to ascend following her separation from Freddie, she faced a personal downfall. The burgeoning success brought with it a profound sense of isolation, a common paradox in the lives of those thrust into the limelight. In search of solace, Demi turned to alcohol, a decision that led her into a spiral of destructive behavior. Living in Los Angeles and navigating the auditions that came her way, Demi found her professional life clashing dramatically with her personal struggles. Her days became a blur, often waking up in unknown places, her life scheduled around forgotten appointments and rehearsals. During this period, her recklessness knew no bounds. She even purchased a Kawasaki motorcycle, racing through the streets of LA without concern for her safety. Despite these tumultuous times, Demi's career trajectory continued upward. She was soon cast in Joel Schumacher's St. Elmo's Fire, a film that was part of a cultural movement defining American cinema of the 1980s, like 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club. In St. Elmo's Fire, Demi portrayed a party girl among a group of friends navigating the choppy waters of adulthood, resonating with an entire generation. Her role placed her alongside rising stars Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, and Judd Nelson, who collectively became known as the Brat Pack. However, Demi's off-screen issues became a growing concern for those around her. Unbeknownst to her, a studio executive took decisive action, directing her to an unspecified address after another night marred by alcohol. The address led her to a rehab center in Redondo Beach, a condition she had to meet to maintain her role in St. Elmo's Fire. After her initial humiliation subsided, this forced intervention started a new chapter in her life. At the rehab, Demi was assigned a counselor and spent several weeks confronting her addiction. This period marked a critical turning point. It was a wake-up call that underscored the risk of losing everything she had worked so hard to achieve. The intervention not only preserved her role in a pivotal film, but also set her on a path toward recovery, making her ultimately grateful for the life-changing intervention. Part 6, Demi Moore, a tale of cinematic success and personal revelation in the 80s. The 1980s were a period of monumental change for Demi Moore, marked by significant milestones both in her professional and personal life. After her breakthrough performance in St. Elmo's Fire, Demi continued to secure roles in hit 80s movies like About Last Night and One Crazy Summer. Her romantic life was equally eventful. Following a brief engagement with Emilio Estevez, a fellow Brat Pack member, Demi encountered Bruce Willis, a rising actor whose lifestyle epitomized the fast-paced, glamorous world of Hollywood. Bruce and Demi met at a movie premiere, where he was immediately taken with her. Despite her recent sobriety, having been sober for 3 years, Bruce saw in her an angelic figure, a stark contrast to his own tumultuous lifestyle. His traditional courtship culminated in a swift proposal, leading to 2 wedding ceremonies, a quick stop in Vegas, followed by a lavish celebration officiated by singer Little Richard on a glamorous film set. The move to a quieter life came shortly after, when Bruce purchased a secluded property in Haley, Idaho. Their relocation to this tranquil town coincided with the birth of their daughter, Rumor, and marked a significant shift from the Hollywood hustle to a peaceful domestic life, with Haley eventually earning a special place as Demi's true home. Professionally, the most defining moment of the decade for Demi would come with the 1990 film Ghost. Directed by Jerry Zucker, this poignant movie featured a romance that transcended the barriers of life and death, resonating deeply with audiences worldwide. More than its commercial success, Ghost was a transformative experience for Demi. On set, she faced the challenge of tapping into deep-seated emotions that she had long suppressed. With the guidance of an acting coach, Demi learned to reconnect with her emotions through controlled breathing, a technique that became crucial in her scenes requiring intense sadness. This process of emotional reconnection allowed her to confront and assimilate past traumas. Her tumultuous childhood, complex relationships, and her father's death into her narrative. Ghost did not just advance her career, it catalyzed her personal growth, helping her embrace her vulnerability and integrate her past experiences into her life story, ultimately contributing to her evolution, both as an actress and as a person. Part 7. Demi Moore challenges societal norms on femininity and strength. Demi Moore's experiences in the 1980s as a burgeoning Hollywood actress exposed her to the prevailing biases and gender assumptions within the film industry. These encounters set the stage for her pivotal role in reshaping cultural perceptions on gender and the female body through 2 significant actions in her career. The first groundbreaking moment came during her second pregnancy. Amidst a tumultuous phase in her marriage with Bruce Willis, Demi decided to feature in a daring photoshoot for Vanity Fair. Photographed by Annie Leibovitz, the chosen cover featured Demi nude, with one arm modestly covering her breasts a candid shot initially intended as a private memento. In 1991, such an image was not just bold, it was revolutionary. Demi had observed that the celebration of pregnancy seldom extended to the visibility of the pregnant body itself. The societal tendency was to conceal rather than celebrate the physical changes accompanying pregnancy. By posing for Vanity Fair, Demi challenged the traditional invisibility of pregnancy in public discourse, restoring a sense of beauty and dignity to the pregnant form. The uproar following the publication was a mixture of scandal and praise. Critics denounced the portrait as near pornographic, while supporters hailed it as a celebratory reclaiming of the pregnant body's sensuality and agency. Over time, the perspective that viewed the image as liberating came to dominate, significantly altering the dialogue around women's bodies during pregnancy. Demi's second major contribution to challenging gender norms came with her role in the 1997 film G.I. Jane. In this film, Demi portrayed a woman training to become a Navy SEAL, a narrative that explored the intense physical and psychological trials faced by the character in a male-dominated military environment. To authentically portray her role, Demi underwent the grueling training regimen typical for Navy SEALs. This experience was transformative, not just physically, but also in affirming her belief that women could perform demanding military roles just as competently as men. Although G.I. Jane was met with mixed reviews, Demi regarded the film as one of her most important works. It raised critical questions about the role of women in elite military units, the physical criteria that differentiated men and women in such roles, and how female military personnel were treated by their peers. Through these two landmark moments, her Vanity Fair photoshoot and her role in G.I. Jane, Demi Moore left an indelible mark on the conversation surrounding femininity, strength, and the capabilities of women. Part 8: A Fresh Start and a Difficult Ending. Demi Moore's Journey with Ashton Kutcher. After her divorce from Bruce Willis in October 2000, Demi Moore spent several years navigating life as a single mother. It wasn't until 2003 that she encountered someone who reignited the spark of romance in her life. Ashton Kutcher, a rising TV actor known for his roles in That 70s Show and the hidden camera series Punked, their meeting over dinner with friends in New York was serendipitous. They connected instantly, deeply engrossed in each other's stories, and spent the entire night sharing life experiences at Demi's apartment. This newfound connection quickly blossomed into a serious relationship. Ashton further enchanted Demi by showing her a plot of land he had purchased beneath Mulholland Drive in the Hollywood Hills, envisioning it as the site for his dream home. Overlooking the sweeping vistas of Los Angeles, they imagined a shared future at this idyllic spot, and Demi felt hopeful about love once again. Their engagement soon followed. Initially, their life together seemed filled with promise. However, the couple faced a heartbreaking setback when Demi, at 42, miscarried 6 months into her pregnancy. The loss plunged her back into alcohol dependency, and the age difference between them seemed to amplify their emotional distance. Ashton, still in his 20s, struggled to grasp the depth of their loss. The marriage, nevertheless, proceeded. But the foundation had already begun to crack, especially after Demi discovered Ashton's infidelity. Although they tried to mend their relationship, Ashton's repeated betrayal proved too painful to overlook. Their relationship faced its ultimate test, ironically, at the very plot where they had once dreamt of building a home together. But this time the dream had faded, overshadowed by personal turmoil and heartache. In 2011, the couple decided to separate. Demi found herself at a crossroads, choosing to return to the tranquility of Haley, Idaho. It was there, in the calm of the mountain air, that Demi sought refuge and healing. Returning to Haley marked a period of introspection and recovery, a time for Demi to reconnect with her inner strength and begin anew, away from the public eye and the complexities of her past relationships. Final summary. From a rocky and unstable childhood to the bright lights of Hollywood stardom, Demi Moore's life reads like a tapestry of triumphs and trials. Demi's early years were marred by family instability and personal health challenges. However, driven by a quest for confidence and self-assurance, she turned to acting, a decision that propelled her into the limelight during the 1980s and 1990s. During this period, Demi not only achieved significant cinematic success, but also made bold moves that challenged societal norms about women's bodies, most notably through a provocative and now iconic Vanity Fair cover. Her personal life, filled with highs such as her marriages and the birth of her children, contrasted sharply with lows that included struggles with addiction and publicized divorces. Despite the roller coaster of fame and personal setbacks, Demi Moore's story is ultimately one of resilience. Each time she faced adversity, whether from her own inner demons or from external pressures, she managed to find a path back to self-discovery and renewal. Her journey is a testament to the power of resilience and the relentless pursuit of personal growth amidst life's ceaseless challenges. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.